Effectively managed marine reserves promise to play a big role in helping fish stocks and marine ecosystems recover from decades of destructive and unsustainable fishing. When coupled with better management of fisheries, the ocean can not only supply humanity with a sustainable source of seafood, but also provide good livelihoods for fishermen. Before I leave you today, I want to highlight one study that shows how sustainable fishing can both enhance fish populations and profits. It all goes back to MSY, the ideal population size or biomass of fish that we want to maintain in the sea to keep population growth rates at their highest. Before I continue, it's important that you have some definitions down. BMSY is the biomass of fish at the maximum sustained yield. This is basically the target biomass at which you want to maintain fish populations in order to maximize harvest. When you manage population to maximize the number of fish that can be taken out, you are managing for maximum yield, or MSY, and keeping the fish population near BMSY. However, there is evidence that leaving a few more fish in the sea than the level of MSY can actually result in a more valuable catch and incur lower costs since you are expending less effort than you would if you fished all the way to MSY. This means profits can actually be higher if you keep fish populations slightly above the BMSY. Managing for maximum profit rather than maximum yield is known as managing for maximum economic yield, or MEY. So you'll see these abbreviations in the graph below. A study by marine biologist Boris Worm in 2016 showed what effect setting the quotas at MSY and at MEY would have on the proportion of fish stocks that are at or above target BMSY levels, those are the blue bars, as well as on profits from fishing, the pink bars, compared to business as usual. So under the business as usual scenario, we can see how in 1980, this is right here in the observed data, about 80% of fish stocks were still near target biomass, BMSY, for sustainable fishing, and profits, the pink bars, were right around $40 billion. Due to overfishing by 2012, although profits had increased slightly compared to 1980, now less than 50% of fish stocks remained at or above the target biomass, a sure sign of overfishing. Worm predicted what would happen if we followed this business-as-usual approach out to 2050, and he found that only about 10% of fish stocks would be at or above target levels, and profits would decline by nearly a third as catches declined. However, if we were to manage fisheries using sound estimates of MSY to set quotas, then 80% of fish stocks would return to sustainable sizes near BMSY by 2050, and profits would be double, about, compared to business as usual. If we were to manage fisheries using an MEY approach to maximize profit rather than catch, then nearly all stocks would be above or at BMSY, and profits would increase even further to triple what they would be if we kept doing what we're doing now. The amazing thing is that better management of quotas will not just allow fish populations in the ocean to rebound, but will increase profits from fishing as well. Having healthy fish populations that are higher than BMSY will help the fishing industry face increasing uncertainty and variability in fish populations in the face of changing climate. If we combine these sound fisheries management approaches with an expansion of marine protected areas, I'm very optimistic that we can solve the overfishing crisis in our seas.